26 minutes past one, getting fitter. It's a common New Year's resolution. Rather than going to the gym, though, had you thought about trail running? Not talking about plodding the streets, I'm talking about making the best of Derbyshire's countryside. We've sent our North Derbyshire reporter, Matt Barlow, to meet somebody who does just that and wants to encourage it even more.
Well, we're just going through the stile now, just before Cracken Edge, near Chinley, close to Buxton, a few miles outside of Buxton. And I'm with Nick Cook, and as part of your marathon training programme, you'd recommend doing a lot of this off-road running?
Definitely. I think that the problem is with running on the road, it's a repetitive foot strike, so every foot strike is effectively the same. So if you've got any form of problem with your stride or niggling injury, you're just reinforcing it with every single stride, whereas off-road, every stride is different, your foot's having to adapt to the terrain. So it's a much better all-round body workout, and it's much friendlier on your body.
I know that firsthand. I trained for the London Marathon and became injured, and I was doing a lot of road running at the time. One fear, though, is that when you go to run the marathon, this is so different from the roads that your body's not experienced at long road runs. Can it adapt on race day?
I think the traditional view has always been that you do need to go out and do a few long runs on the road to harden your body to the road. But from my experience now, I found that with my own training and coaching other people, that you can train predominantly off-road and then on race day go and perform very well on the road.
We're walking through the thick snow now and just looking right across the valley. Some spectacular views on some of the runs you do.
Yeah, it's class. It's wonderful. I mean, this is the start of my normal morning run. We're a bit out of breath now because we're actually heading up the unimaginatively named Steepfield, but it's very aptly named. So you gain height very quickly, but it's fantastic. I mean, we've got South Head over there, and then behind South Head, you can't see it at the moment, it's Kinder. And, you know, when you've got this, why would you want to stay on the tarmac?
Talk us through some of the kit that you've got on, because notice you've got spikes on your feet.
Yeah, I mean, these are a pair of, they're actually orienteering shoes, so they've got little metal dobs on. And for the snowy, icy conditions, not so much when we're off the road, but more when we get back on the road, and icy pavements, they're brilliant. But I normally wear a pair of either trail or fell shoes.
So do you think trail running and fell running is becoming more popular now?
I mean, definitely. The magazine I write for, Trail Running, it was initially launched as a quarterly magazine, and it's already now gone to bi-monthly with a view to it going monthly in the future.
Do you think the Olympics has helped with that?
I think so. And, you know, although trail running isn't an event in the Olympics, there's a lot of Olympians who have got a very strong heritage in trail and fell running. I mean, the Brownlee brothers, good Yorkshire fell runners.
And in this area in particular, fell running and trail running is pretty popular, isn't it?
Oh, massively so. I mean, you've got Hayfield just 3 miles away, and you've probably got the highest concentration of fell races within an area, even to compete with the Lake District.
Particularly in the summer, particularly at carnival time.
Yeah.
I know the last one I did was the Whaley Waltz, where you actually finish in water as well.
Yeah, that's organised by actually my own club, Goyt Valley Striders, and it's fantastic. And I say, if you're wanting to try a fell race as a novice or somebody who's maybe done a few trail races, Whaley Waltz is a really good one to start with. It's a fantastic race.
And there are more races as well in the Goyt Valley nearer to Buxton?
Yeah, no, there's a whole series of in the Goyt Valley. Shining Tour, there's a race, and there's a couple of races actually out of Buxton. And there's even the High Peak 40, which is a 40-mile race that starts and finishes in Buxton.
Although well, probably a bit ambitious for most people, I would have thought.
But, you know, so a lot of people will do a marathon, and then they'll think, well, what can I do next? And it's actually very punishing to go out and try and run faster and faster marathons. So a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to go faster, I'll go longer. And, you know, we've got this mental barrier in our mind about 26.2 miles, but it's only a figure that we dreamed up. So actually going out and doing ultras and longer runs, a lot of people find it easier than going and trying to run a hard marathon.
And from where we stood now, the view is a lot better than a city marathon route. I can see right across to where the sun's setting across the snowy valley.
And that's Matt Barlow talking with Nick Cook out in the Peak District. More from Matt and Nick in just a while.